Okay, here's a recording for Zion Amid Beis. Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yochai. Rav Yochanan says to him, Rav Shimon ben Yochai, Miyom Shabar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so Olam Lahay Adam Shekar LaKadosh Baruch Hu Adon. From the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, no one called him the Lashon Adon, as in master, Ad Sheba Avraham V'Karao Adon. Until Avraham Avinu came and called him by that name Adon. Shenemar Vayomer, right, and it says, Hashem Elokim Bama Eida Ki Eira Shena. Right, so he used Lashon Adon, and then he says, with what shall I know that I will inherit it? Meaning, how do I know that I'm going to inherit the land of Israel? This was at the Bris Bein HaBesarim. Amar Rav, Af Daniel lo nene ela b'shvil Avraham. And he says further, Daniel was only answered in his tefillah when he wanted to be saved because of the zechus of Avraham. It says, Ve'ato shma elokeinu el tefilas av... Right? So he says, Leman Hashem, but it's Lashon Adon, right? So why? Basically, he was saying to Hashem, we read this at the end of Slichos, Daniel Ish Chamudos Shiva Lefanecha, right? So he says, listen to the tefillah of your servant and to his supplications, his beseechments, if that's a word, and enlighten your face onto your mikdash, that you destroyed mikdash, leman Hashem, right? Leman Adon. Leman Cha, he should have just said, for your own sake, not for the sake of Adon, of the master, Miboyle. He should have said, leman Cha, elo leman Avram shekaracha Adon. What he was really hinting at was, you should do it in the honor of the one who called you by the name Adon, which who is Avram Avinu. So how do we know that you're not supposed to try to appease somebody at the time that you are that he is angry? We learn it from the same pasuk as before. I have no idea why the Gemara repeats this. Right, no one gave hoda'ah in that language to Hashem from the day you created the world until Leah Imenu in this week's parsha. Right, as she says, "Shenemar hapam odeh es Hashem." This time I will thank Hashem, and that's why she called her fourth son's name Yehuda. Okay, now that we said that point, so we're going to go off on a tangent about the names of the Shvatim. Reuven, Amar Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar says, Amra Leah, right? This made the Rashi list for those who use the Rashi list for Shnai Mikra. This Gemara is quoted in Rashi by the name Reuven. So what did Leah say? Reuma ben bini leben chami, right? It says, look at the difference between my son and the son of Yitzchak, meaning Esav. The ilu ben chami afal gavdemi daite zavne lebachiruse. Esav sold away his first birthright, his firstborn rights. Willingly, he sold them over because he wanted to. Dichsiv vayim kares b'choraso liYaakov. He sold it to Yaakov. Chazu maksiv be. Look what it says. Vayitshem Esav es Yaakov. Uchsiv vayomer hachi karashmo Yaakov vayakveni zepamayim. First, he got very angry at Yaakov, and then he said, he tricked me twice. Right? There was no trick. He did it willingly. The ilu banai, but my son, or bini, my son, avagavdal korche shakle yosel v'chiruse mine. Even though Yosef got the double portion, he got two shvatim against Reuven's will, right? Right, Yosef says in Divrei Hayamim, why did, because Reuven pulled that shtick, that we also read about it in this week's parash, in next, I can't remember now, sorry. I didn't finish the parsha yet. So it's either at the end of this week's parsha or the beginning of next week's. It doesn't make sense that it would be in next week's parsha. The beginning of it's at the end, towards the end of this week's parsha. So when he messed up the beds, he pulled the shtick with the beds of his father. So he lost his bechor and it went over to the sons of Yosef. They got Menashe and Ephraim to be two shvatim. That's the double portion. Filu hachi, nevertheless, lo akane. Bay. He was not jealous of him. Dichsev, Vayishma Reuven, Vayatzilim Yom. Reuven tried to save him when they threw him into the pit. So you see that she was saying, Reuven, look at my son. Look what a good boy he is. Even when he should be angry and resent Yosef, he does not. Okay, now we're just going on and explaining different names. Rus, my Rus. What is this name, Rus? Amar Rav Yochanan, Shazach, Sav Yatsim Yemeno, David, Sher Yuhu LaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Sherus. V'shiros v'sishpachos. It's a lashon of that she was zocha that David, King David, David HaMelech came from her, who used to sing many songs and praises to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher Rav Asher Yirvuhu, right, that he satiated Hashem with the Shiros and Sheshbachos. Menalan Deshemagarim, how do we know that like a person's name is indicative of these types of traits and future qualities? Amarami Rabbi Eliezer, right? Amar Rabbi Lazar, the Amar Kra, Luchu Chazum Efalos Hashem Asher Sam Shemos Ba'aretz, or Shamos Ba'aretz. Right? Say, Al Tikrei Shamos Ela Shemos. So we have an Al Tikrei over there where it says, look at the workings of Hashem that he put Shamos Ba'aretz, but we read the word as Shemos. So we see that the names are the workings of Hashem, and it helps predict the traits and behavior of the person. It is worse to have a lack of shalom bayis, of an upheaval in your house, rather than the pain of the war of Gog and Magog. Shenemar mizmor leDavid bavarcho mipnei Avshalom beno. Right, it says this is a song to David while he was running away from his son Avshalom, meaning Avshalom was an upheaval. He rebelled against his father. That's obviously tarbus ra inside one's home. And what does he say? Chsiv Basrei says right after that, Hashem ma rabut sarai, rabim kamim alai. Right? He says, how bad is my pain? Many are coming up against me. Meaning he feels terrible about what happened, and he's in great pain because of this rebellion of his son. But when it comes to Gog u'Magog, David HaMelech writes in Tehillim, Lama Ragshu Goyim Ulamim Yagu Rik. He says, why is everybody going crazy? And the nations are you know, they're all worried about nothing. Meaning he says, ah, Gogu Magog, we can handle this, no big deal. The Ilama Rabut Sarai, Lo Ksiv, right? So he's saying, it doesn't say Ma Rabut Sarai, how great is my pain, right? It says that the nations are getting excited and they're really coming against us, but it's not the same. He doesn't claim he's in the same amount of pain as he was when there was a tarbus ra inside of his house. So now we just have a side kasha on that. Mizmor leDavid bavarcho mipnei Avshalom. So it says we have a song that David sang, and it sounds pleasant when he's running away from Avshalom. But no, Mizmor leDavid, kino leDavid meboyle. It should have been a lamentation. It should have been like kino san Tisha B'Av. He should have been crying. Amar Shem ben Avishalom, mashal lema David domet. So he says, I'll give you a mashal. La'adam shi'atza alav shtar chov. Right? So a person who has a debt that is hanging over his head. Kodim sheparo haya'atziv. He's very sad before he's able to pay it off. La'achar sheparo samach. After he pays it back, he's very happy because he feels relieved of the burden. Af kein, or Av David, so too when it comes to David HaMelech. Kevan shamala kodesh baruch hu nini mekim alecha ra'a mi beisecha. Hashem says, I'm going to punish you for the sin that you did by bringing up evil in your own home. Someone's going to rebel against you and take the throne from you. Haya Atzev, he felt very sad. Amar Shema Eved O Mamzer, hu delo chayis alai. Says, maybe there's going to be a slave or a Mamzer who's going to not care about me and he's going to take the throne. Kevan dechazed Avshalom hu, samach. But when he saw it was his own son who's taking over the throne, so obviously he'd rather he didn't rebel, but he was happy, right, that it's coming from the real family. That's why he said it's a happy song. Another quote from Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Shimon Bar Yochai. Mutar lehizgaros b'rishayim olam hazeh. You're allowed to start up with Rishayim. You're allowed to fight with them and get in their faces in this world. Shenemar ozvei Torah. Yahalalu Resha, Mishomri Torah Yisgarubam. Those who abandon the Torah, they will praise evil, and those who keep the Torah will fight them. They'll stand up to them. Tanya Nami Yahu and Bryce would say the same thing. Abdustai Barabi Masan Omer Mutal Iskaros Bisham Balamazet. Shinemar Ozve Torascha Yahalu Resha Vagomer, right? So the Imlach Sheikh Adam Lomar, and if a person will whisper to you, he'll say to you, no, Bahaksiv Al. Right, doesn't it also say in Tehillim, Al Tischar Bimareim Al Tikane Ba'ose Avla? Right, don't start up with those evildoers and don't be jealous of those who do sins. Amor lo, Mishalibo Nokfo Omar Kane. That's only the words of a coward. Right, you're quoting that pasuk to say don't start up with Rishayim because you are afraid. Ela Al Tischar Bimareim Lios Kimareim. What does it mean? Don't start up with Miriam, with evildoers, to be like them. Don't be jealous of evildoers, to be like evildoers. Right? Va'omer al yikane libcha b'chatoim ki im b'yiras Hashem kol hayom. It says, don't be jealous of sinners. Rather, involve yourself in yiras Hashem all day. So we're saying that there is no such pasuk which says, don't start up with Hashem. Aye, frankly, Gemara, ain't he? Is that so? Va'omer av Yitzchak im ra'isa rasha shasham esachek eslo al tisgarabo. If you see a rasha that literally the hour is playing with him, meaning that he's really being matzliach at this time, he's at the height of his powers, don't start up with him. Shenem ar yachilu dracha b'chol eis. Right? So he's saying, basically, yachilu dracha b'chol eis, mar mishvatach minegdo kol ritzarav yafiach b'hem. Basically, he's just going to be able to brush you off. He's going to be able to defeat you, so don't start up with him. V'lo od, and furthermore, elish zocha b'din, if you go against him in court, he's going to beat you. Shenem ar marom mishvatach minegdo. Right, again, he's going to succeed in justice. V'lo od, elish roe b'tzarav. Shenemar kol tzorav yafiach b'hem. He's going to be able to throw away all his enemies. Nobody's going to be able to mess with him. So how could it be that you're allowed to start up with a shayim? But we just said, if you see a rasha who's being matzliach, don't start up with him. Lo kasha, the Gemara answers, haba milei didei, haba milei dishmaya. One is in his own personal dealings. Don't start up with him in his personal dealings. But if he's violating the Torah, you can start up with him then. That's milei dishmaya, matters of heaven. The boy is saying, haba haba milei dishmaya. No, you can even say that what the pasuk was saying, don't start up with him in matters of heaven. Below kasha, haba rasha shasham esachek eslo, haba rasha shein hasham esachek eslo. The first one is talking about a rasha who's having particular hatzlacha. Don't start up with him, even if he's violating averos. But if there's a rasha who's not having particularly great hatzlacha, you can start up with him when it comes to milei dishmaya. Fine. The boy is saying, haba haba rasha shasham esachek eslo. Right? Or even if you could say that one pasuk saying that you can start up with him even when he's being matzliach. Below kasha, habit tzadik gomor, habit tzadik she'eino gomor. If you're a tzadik gomor, you can start up with the rasha anytime you want. But if you're not such a tzadik gomor, don't mess with him, because who knows, maybe you will lose. The Amar Rav Huna, my dichsiv, lama tabit bogdim tachrish bevela rasha tzadik mimenu, says, basically the pasuk says that you're going to remain silent, Hashem, when a rasha swallows up one who is more righteous than he. Could a Rasha swallow up a tzaddik? Hashem lo yazvena biyado. Hashem will not abandon a tzaddik in the hands of the Rasha. Lo yeune le tzaddik, right? Kol avon. Right? So it says, you will not be able to afflict the tzaddik with any sin. And sinners will not be able to afflict the tzaddik. So how could it be that they're saying that the sinner is going to defeat the tzaddik, mimenu? Ela tzaddik mimenu boleya. Tzaddik gomreinu boleya. Right? So he's saying that he can defeat one who's more righteous than he is. He's a Rasha. So this guy is not a Rasha. He's a good guy. But he's not a tzaddik gomre. But he can't be a tzaddik gomre. And therefore, if you're a tzaddik gomre, you can start up with a Rasha any time, any place. Just if you're not a tzaddik gomor, you can't start up with a rasha. Or if you want to give you another answer, shiny. The whole thing is that is different than the psukim which say that the rasha will not defeat a tzaddik. Well, the rasha will not defeat a tzaddik. We're not talking about shamisachekeslo. Okay. Another saying of Rabbi Yochanan, the name of Shimon Bar Yochai. If a person has a set place to daven, his enemies will fall beneath him. Shenemar v'samti makom la'ami Yisrael netativ v'shachin tachtav v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu b'nei avla la'anoso kasher barishon. I'm going to have a special place for my nation of Israel, and we're going to plant them there, and they're going to stay there, and nobody's going to be able to mess with them. Rav Huna Rami. Rav Huna asked the steer and psukim, ksiv la'anoso, ksiv l'chaloso. One pasuk says, I'm going to put them in their special place and nobody's going to be able to afflict them, to hurt them. Uksiv l'chaloso. And there's another pasuk which says the same exact thing, but it says they're not going to be able to destroy them, betchila. Betchila la'anoso, ksiv l'chaloso. It means that originally they're going to hurt them, but if you keep sticking around, then they're going to be able to destroy them. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rishim Ben Yochai. Another saying of Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Ben Yochai. Gedola Shimush Shotoda Yosim Limuda. It's greater to service Torah than it is even to learn Torah. Meaning to give kavod and serve a Talmud Chacham is greater even than learning his Torah. How do we know? Shenemar Po Elisha Ben Shafat Asher Yutzak Yatzak Mayim Al Yedei Eliyahu. Right, so basically we said, here is Elisha, he was the successor to Yirmiyahu. He was Yirmiyahu's Talmud Muvak. He learned all of his prophecies and Torah from Eliyahu. And it says, describes him, here is Eliyahu ben Shafat, who poured water over the hands of Eliyahu, meaning he serviced Eliyahu. Lamad lo nemar, Eliyatzak. Right? So he says it doesn't say that he learned Torah from him. Isn't that a bigger deal? He learned all of Eliyahu's Torah. He became a Navi like Eliyahu. Isn't that a bigger deal than he was really nice and he poured water on the hands of his Rebbe? So he says, no. Ella, we see Melamed Shegod Gedola Shimusha Shal Torah Shimusha Yosem Limuda. We see that it's greater to service Torah than it is to even learn Torah. Amalei Rabbi Yitzchak Reb Nachman, my time Eloasi Mar Lebei Knishta. So now we have back to the halacha section of the Gemara. Great. Why did the Rebbe, why did the master not come to shul? You missed it. Litzliye to daven. We missed you at davening this morning. Amalei Lo Yechona. I wasn't able to. I was sick, Rashi says. Amalei Lechanfei Mar Asar Velitzlei. So let's have a breakaway minion in your house. Grab 10 people and daven. Amalei Trichali Milsa would be too hard for me. Wasn't able to pull it off. At least let the master tell the shliach tzibur at the moment that we were up to Shmona Esrei, someone you should run over and tell me. He must have lived very, very close to the shul. And he should have said, at least let us give you a shout out when we're about to get to Shmona Esrei so that you could have davened at the same time that we davened. So Amarlei, my kulei, what is all this? Meaning, what are you saying? We should have done that for? Amarlei, Dam Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Shim Ben Yochai. Ah, here's the connection, because it's a Rabbi Yochanan in the name of Rabbi Shimon Ben Yochai. And we saw this today in Shir. So it says, I am Hashem, and my prayers to you at a time of mercy, at a time of, appeasement. So when is an Ace Ratzon? When is it a time that I'll be easily appeased and be merciful? At the time that the Tzibur is davening, right? So you see from here that there's an Inyan to daven at the same exact time as the Tzibur, even if you can't make it to shul. Okay, since these were such huge blot, we'll leave it over here, even though we're not finished with the topic.